ASSINIBOIA, in sports, it is often said that you lose to win silver but you have to gut out a win to earn a bronze medal in competition. Kyle Giraudier of Assiniboia returned home from a national floor hockey tournament sporting some new hardware, after Team Saskatchewan earned a bronze medal. The 22-year-old works at Southland Co-op Food Store in Assiniboia when he's not practicing or competing. Giraudier was competing at the Canada Special Olympics Winter Games in Calgary February 27 to March 2. The Giraudier family said Team Saskatchewan endured a difficult round-robin but played their best game in the bronze medal match against Team BC1, winning in overtime, making for an extra special national competition experience. Giraudier has been playing floor hockey for the past 5 years and took part in his first tournament in 2020. As a participant in the Saskatchewan Winter Games in Prince Albert in 2023, Giraudier's Regina-based floor hockey team won gold in the A division. An official announcement was made in March of 2023 awarded Regina Vipers the honor of playing as Team Sask. At the 2024 Special Olympics Canada Winter Games in Calgary, Mom, Heather Giraudier says, Kyle has played minor hockey in Assiniboia from ages 5 to 14. He missed played hockey over the years. His older brother Braden, who also played minor hockey in Assiniboia, and now lives in Regina, had already been participating with the Special Olympics Athletics Program in the Queen City. When Braden recommended the program to his brother Kyle, Giraudier joined the following year. Dad, Chad Giraudier, adds, Kyle and his brother, Braden, had already been participating with the Special Olympics Athletics Program in Regina since 2016. The brother duo competed in 2017 Canada Summer Games in Winnipeg, 2019 Western Canada Summer Games in Swift Current and 2022 Canada Summer Games in Niagara, Ont. Two of the biggest differences between floor hockey and ice hockey are stick sizes and the puck in floor hockey is a felt ring bound in leather. Floor hockey, there are no icing or offsides assessed, there is no contact and there is no age limit. Asked what the highlights of playing in this national event were, Giraudier responded, collecting and trading pins from other competitors from other provinces. Playing in a large facility that housed three arenas simultaneously. Competing at the highest level against teams from across Canada. And, meeting Michael Backland and Braden Potchell, both members of the Calgary Flames hockey team. Team Saskatchewan played three short qualification matches on opening day of competition and were seeded to the top division of the event as a result. The Giraudier family said the feat wasn't without some challenges as practices took place in Regina twice a week, resulting in significant travel. With Kyle being the only player from Assiniboia, that meant no one to carpool with. Tuesdays presented the biggest challenge as practices were scheduled for 8:15 p.m. in Regina and there was a quick turnaround to Assiniboia to work the next morning. Conditioning was a key part of practices, knowing players would have to play up to 3 games a day at nationals. Giraudier especially enjoys floor hockey because he can play with his brother. Kyle plans to continue playing floor hockey with the Vipers in Regina in anticipation of the next nationals in 4 years. This is Kyle's first national medal. He has previously won 1 gold and 4 bronze medals at the 2019 Western Canada Summer Games in Swift Current in track and field. Kyle placed 7th in the 100 meters and 200 meters races at the 2022 Canada Summer Games in Niagara. His brother, Braden, won 3 gold and 2 silver medals at the 2019 Western Canada Summer Games in track and field. Braden won silver in the 100 meters and 200 meters races at the 2022 Canada Summer Games in Niagara, adds the proud Giraudier family. Assiniboia residents shared their congratulations and pride in Kyle Giraudier's bronze medal win through social media posts. The Assiniboia athlete has showcased commitment to a schedule that included not only an almost 4-hour round trip twice a week to practice but a continued dedication to his job at the local co-op. As one saying goes, you earn your medals at practice, you just pick them up at competition.